The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network. Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.
Cousin Pal Spook Show fans, it's your old pal Cousin Zach welcoming you to another edition of Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show here on the Gas Digital Network. If you love the show, thank you very much. You can head on over to GasDigitalNetwork.com and use that promo code ZAC for a 7-day free trial to not just this show, but all the great shows available on the network. You can also go to PodcastMerch.com, where we have t-shirts, long sleeves, hats, and hoodies, and big news, just signed with some new merch people, so that means soon I get to do tie-dye t-shirts. So I will let you know very, very soon. Also, I think I have some new pins coming as well. Joined by two very wonderful people for a very silly movie today, so let's have some fucking fun. To my left, I got Sonya Z.
Hey, how's it going?
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Really appreciate your time. And to my right, I got Shay Dorana.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
You doing good?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much.
That's good.
Appreciate you guys being here. Let's knock plugs out of the way. Sonya, what are you people to check out?
You can go to my website, thatchicksonya.com, T-H-A-T, not fat. Not fat shaming, but that. And I'm at That Chick Sonya on Instagram, Twitter, all the socials, and follow my podcast, Yo, That's Weird, YouTube, and all the listening channels.
Fantastic, Chick.
You can catch all my dates at ChaterAnna.com. I'm in Miami this weekend, San Diego the following weekend, and then a whole bunch of other stuff. If you want any of my socials, it's ChaterAnna on all platforms, and find me on Twitch at Little Dinky News.
Phenomenal. Guys, if you want to see me, I am out on the road. March the 25th, I'm at Laughing at Mahoney's in Poughkeepsie with Andy Malef Arena. On April the 1st, I'm at, you know it, you love it, Soul Joel's in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. On April the 4th, I'm at New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut with LaMare Lee. And on April the 20th, I just signed a deal for a 420 show in Ben Salem, Pennsylvania. So come hang the fuck out. I'm headlining all those nights. Should be a fun one. Before we go any further with today's episode, how about a word from our sponsors?
Guys like girls with nice nails. That's why you should go to Thunderbird Nail and Spa. It's hands down the best treatment. For all you hairy ladies, they have waxing also. Put your hands up if you want an enjoyable experience and great service.
And we're back. Guys, today's movie, 1990, Death Spa. There's a spa. Deaths occur. It's on Shudder. You know what the fuck we do here. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
I gotta say, off the top, this does not look like the 90s.
No, it doesn't. I would assume this got a late release.
Yeah. This looks like 1982. It looks like Ghostbusters.
I would assume this might have been in the can for a little while.
Yeah.
Before it got a proper release, and I would take a wild guess.
Those special effects. That lightning, dude.
And say that it might have had multiple titles, because we did watch Killer Workout on this show in one of our live episodes, which is a different movie.
Does someone work out to death in that movie?
But it's the same plot, where they're at in a similar place, and there's a killer. The killer in Killer Workout uses a giant safety pin as its weapon.
Really?
Very creative choice.
Yeah, like, I do like how horror movies, the weapon you use is a very important part of establishing, like, a horror icon.
Yeah, and the safety pin, very impractical. Seems almost bendable.
Yeah.
And I think, like, so easy to trace back. It's like, how many giant safety pins are being purchased around the world?
Or just go through all the lockers until you find the huge safety pin. Yeah. And I bet that's who did it.
Oh, for sure.
Or whoever put it in there.
Yeah.
We'll just have to look at the cameras real quick.
What are we talking? 6 inches? 10 inches?
No, it's big. Well, oh, four. Oh, the safety pin. No, it's like probably like a foot and a half.
Yeah.
That's custom made, so there's definitely only like three of them.
Yeah, they could probably call the safety pin factory.
They had to see a blacksmith to get it made.
It's one guy in Western.
By the way, that is Merrick Buttrick from Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan, Star Trek III: The Search for Spock, and Star Trek The Next Generation. This movie also stars Brenda Baquet, who was in Hot Shots Part 2, Tales from the Crypt, Demon Knight, Under Siege 2, and L.A. Confidential. And also William Buemiller, who was in Species and Boat Trip.
We've got a good lineup today, guys.
And if I'm correct, Boat Trip is the very homophobic movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Horatio Sands, where they are best friends who go on a singles cruise to find out they went on a gay cruise.
I forgot about that movie.
That used to just be a plot of movies.
Oh, 100%.
Ken Foree is also in this from Dawn of the Dead. All the Rob Zombie stuff. The remake of Night of the Living Dead that Tom Savini did.
Very good.
But yes, they used to be a plot to films. Guys go somewhere and find out it's gay.
Yeah. Like, there's being just saying, like, you're gay was a punchline.
Yeah.
That was basic. They ran movies on that for a long time. If you go back and watch, like, Revenge of the Nerds and stuff like that, you're like, oh, this is horrible.
Yeah, some of them age better than others. People go after Animal House a lot. Because there's a scene where a girl passes out and the guy has the angel and devil over his shoulder. Where the devil's like, fuck her, squeeze her tits. And then the angel's like, leave her alone. And he then does not fuck her. So he made the right decision. But the fact that that devil evil
he even had to consider it. Yeah.
It's like, shouldn't this like, it should be
He
no
also
question.
Then finds out she's 14.
Jesus.
Yikes.
That was also a punchline in some things.
Oh, the punchline was one of two things. In those movies, either you fucked a lady that was old and like the wife of like an authority figure or the daughter of an authority figure.
Yes.
And you find out she's like 13.
Yeah. And it's like, it's my boss. What? I like this solo number she's doing here under these like red lights. It's almost like what's that sauna you go to? Like a
red light sauna.
It's a red light sauna. Yeah.
I thought it was just very. Suspiria. By the way, I thought that was a bottle of champagne. I was like, what an interesting choice when you're parched.
Uh-oh. Oh, creepy shit. Shadow.
Some tweed pants. Let's go.
Oh, God, Marvin. Don't do that.
I have a wild feeling that's going to be Ken Foree. Yep. I knew that giant black hand.
Yo,
whoa, he's got a dumpy on him.
Oh,
holy shit.
Ken Foree is a brick house, dude.
This dude, it's like that ass could cut a diamond. Holy shit.
Yeah, he's a big motherfucker, too.
He's probably putting up, 315 on the squat rack?
Yeah, he's a well built man.
Yeah, I don't want to see her in a sports bra. I want to see him in a sports bra. What's this guy working with?
He was also in the Halloween remake. He was the guy that Michael Myers got his outfit from.
Oh, nice, nice. Are we going to get nudity right off the top?
And he's also in my favorite movie, The Devil's Rejects, where he plays the owner of the whorehouse.
Oh, he's working. He's a working guy.
Oh, yeah, Ken Foree, big time. Big, big, big time. As far as this kind of shit, yeah, he was a hot, hot commodity.
Now, who's going to die first? Because it's
I think it's got to be this lady.
You think it's the lady?
I mean, she's getting completely nude.
Oh, yeah. That's like, we're working with two different tropes here in horror movies. It's like, if you get naked, you get killed. Mm-hmm. But also, the black guy has to die first.
Famous black guy, different rules.
True.
If the black guy's the most famous guy in the movie. Oh, Bush.
Look
at that. That's one for you, Nat.
Dude, I'm pro
that
Bush.
Never happens.
Look at that. One time I was hanging out with a girl and she was very upset because she walked by, she was a little chubby, and she walked by a construction site and one guy hit the other one and went, "There's one for you."
Yeah.
and she went, "I didn't know I was there's one for you, fat."
Yeah. That is rough.
And then I think of the amount of times my friends have hit me and went, "There's one for you."
Oh, they're going to steam her to death.
Oh, boiler.
Yeah, that's a move.
Yeah, like a dumpling. Wouldn't be my first choice of how to die.
Oh,
no, but it's probably better than the much more graphic version of this death that's in the Final Destination. Well, palm strike through the window?
Yo, that's wild.
Those are some natties, by the way.
Yeah, those are great natties, I gotta say. This girl's...
Look how high up the nipple is.
Yeah.
The way they fall. I mean, those are some classic human breasts.
Yeah, they sink to the side like full grocery bags. That's what you want to see. I'm a big fan of natural look.
You know, it's something that we're just not, especially in this era, we're so used to the fakers.
Yeah.
That when you see a good pair of natties,
you're like, oh, man.
It's a work of art.
A better time.
Yeah.
Oh, Mickey D's. A little. I don't think they got paid for that.
I doubt it.
I think they're on the common core, like, or you can just like use them in anything. You don't have to pay them ever.
Yeah, they're like, whatever, man.
Creative Commons.
Is this guy?
I was talking about this the other day. What's the best advertisement for food in a movie? Because I was thinking Reese's Pieces and E.T.
Yeah.
But I think it's got to be Hal and Kumar Go to White Castle.
Yeah, that whole movie is like...
That whole movie, you're sitting there going... I think I fucking went White Castle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know what White Castle was before that movie. I don't think we have White Castle in Canada.
Oh, okay. I never drive by one and don't want it after that movie.
Yeah.
But before that, I could have never cared less.
I almost ordered it the other day because I've never had it, but yeah. I heard it sucks.
It's terrible. It's garbage food.
You know, we just talked about this on Bye Guys. Their sides are surprisingly good.
Okay.
Chicken rings, mozzarella sticks, shit like that.
Chicken rings.
Yeah.
Oh, they're ringing the chicken?
Yeah.
We're really fucking with food when we're turning meat into rings.
And they have breakfast now all day.
Okay.
Waffle sandwich, bacon, egg, and cheese slider. Not bad.
Yeah, dude.
That's my style.
Yeah.
After you eat that, you take one of those sticky shits. That's like
White Castle will do you.
Oh, hey, what, did she burn her eyes out? What's going on here? Sustained burns over portions
of her body. Yes, I know when in their youth, my dad and his uncle used to call White Castle murder burgers. And my Uncle Rob's trick was that he could take a White Castle burger and throw it behind his back. And catch it in his mouth. And his record was 9. Because on 10, it's hit the windshield of his car in half and went down it. And then he just took the burger and wiped up all the ketchup off his windshield and still ate it.
God, uncles are the best.
Road grime sandwich.
That is uncle ass shit.
That's uncle.
That's my Uncle Rob, who's a professional bass player in a cover band.
Okay.
This guy sounds sick as fuck.
In Florida. And I know what you're going to ask. Does he have a huge mustache? Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
When my wife and I met, we were talking about our extended family, and we realized that my uncle's cover band does shows with her aunt's cover band.
That's amazing.
In the same clubs in Florida.
I want to hang out with this guy.
If there is no more destined white trash kismet relationship,
that you're both in cover bands in the same shit area.
Yeah, that is that we both have family members in older people cover bands.
Yeah. That's their kismet, and that's yours.
So I'm going to say, I don't mean to credit Troma with everything, but, you know, I do work for him, and I do love him very much. There are a few movies post-Toxic Avenger that definitely went, oh, yeah, we should kill people in a gym. Because Toxic Avenger's original title was Health Club Horror.
Okay.
And I think they had the idea of a killer. It was originally a slasher in a health club.
Yes.
And then instead it became like this weird, like, whatever the fuck Toxic Avenger is.
Yeah.
But I feel like people saw that and went, you know, they didn't stick the landing on the health the gym part. We could probably do that. And you only need one location.
Yeah.
And it's got all the scary things in it already.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But nothing matches up to, I don't know if you guys have seen Toxic Avenger. They kill a guy on a weight bench by lifting the pin with all the weights on it and then pulling him forward.
And it just, like, slams.
And it drops through half his head.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good. I like
and
that.
And it's excellent.
There's a good one in Final Destination where, like, a cable breaks. And
the guy, I don't lose!
Yeah, and then it squishes his head.
And then, no. The swords fall, cut it.
Yeah, and then...
And then fakes you out, and then the weights come and squish his head.
Yeah, that's a... Final Destination has some great kills, man.
That's when it got really... That's, I believe, might be the same one where the girl dies on the balance beam that's got the screw on it.
I think so, yeah.
I love the Final Destination
movies.
They're
so good.
Yeah.
I think, oversaw, they are the franchise of our childhood.
Okay.
Yes.
That's
because
fair.
Because they stayed better for longer.
Yeah.
And didn't get as convoluted.
Yeah.
They stayed with the same rules and didn't, like, add to the lore.
That's
also,
fair.
Saw pissed me off because this guy was passing judgment on people. I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Wait, you're the guy who gets to say whether or not I'm a bad person?
Yeah, I feel the exact same way.
I gotta say, this movie is fucking sexy.
Yeah.
This is, like, 2 degrees off of a porno.
It is, like, a softcore one, especially.
Yeah,
like,
absolutely. Like, this is...
Look at this guy rocking a little chest hair at the top of the shirt.
It feels like a 70s porno where there's story involved. Like, it's a full feature. Like, I would sit down in the theater with, like, friends and watch the whole thing.
I have done that.
Oh, really?
I saw The Italian Stallion.
Oh!
The Sylvester Stallone softcore porn. I saw it at the Sunshine, which used to be a few blocks from here on Houston.
That's amazing.
And they did classic movies on weekends, and it was a big fucking honking theater.
Yeah.
And usually it would be like Jurassic Park, Ghostbusters, Clueless. And then 1 week it was The Italian Stallion. And I went, it was me, my buddy, his girlfriend, and another friend. We get there, and it was the four of us and maybe like 6-7 other people.
Yeah.
All spread out over the theater, watching porn, and as the movie was about to start, I was a bit of an extrovert at the time, an alcoholic, and I actually stood up and I went, "Hey, do you guys all want to sit together?" And everybody looked at me. I went, "Let's all sit in the same row, so we have fun." But then it would be hilarious for anyone else that walks in,
because
then they're just like, "Why is everyone sitting in the middle of the theater together?" And we wound up just passing around bottles of whiskey, and we smoked weed and did poppers the whole movie.
Oh, dude, okay. So it actually worked out.
Yeah, everybody sat in the middle with me.
That's amazing.
I rallied the troops.
All right.
Where were you last night? It's like Captain Fun Time over here.
Yeah, now back in the day, towards the end of what would be, I guess, because now there's like Alamo, there's like high-end grindhouse theaters, I would call them, that show classic movies.
Yeah.
But there used to be shithole theaters in the city that did that.
Yeah.
And those back in the day, when they were all going out of business, kind of all went, fuck it.
Yeah, we'll show
and
whatever.
Just let you smoke inside.
Nice.
So I got to see a few movies just projected through weed.
Weed smoke just like floating in
the air. Yeah, I saw Bloodsucking Freaks through the whole theater was weed.
That's
so the movie looked like it was like 3D almost.
We had a shit movie theater that was a dollar theater.
Hell yeah.
And they would just, like, you know, once it was out of the regular theaters, it would go there. And they did that, where at the end, you could take in whatever snacks you wanted. Mm-hmm. They were going out of business. They were like, we don't care. Smoke. Do whatever you want.
But it was like, you can't get us now. You shut us down.
Well, we had dollar movies in Jersey City, but it was also an Indian theater.
Okay.
So they would show Bollywood movies for full price, and then, like, second or third round American movies.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nice. Oh, is the board going to fall on her?
I don't know.
I don't know.
It doesn't seem like a very effective way to kill somebody.
No.
Like, yeah, it's like a risky, is it going to happen or not, kind of. Especially if she's a diver.
Thanks. Yeah, like, she fell in the water. Yo, this guy is like fucking multiple people at this workout gym as well.
Holy shit. Lord, honey child, Somebody's been clowning around with these motherfucking bolts.
Dude, that needs to be like on a soundboard. Somebody messed with the bolts.
Legoland, these children and their foolishness with bolts.
That got me, man. Holy shit.
She was so serious. She practiced that line so hard. Came in there with it.
Also, this, like, whatever surveillance room, it's, like, so far. They didn't get anything close to what it's actually going to look like.
Nope.
It's, like, just for a gym. It's, like, an FBI office.
This looks like it was for, like, the set of Tank Girl or something. Yeah. Like, it's in a post-apocalyptic.
It looks like Samuel L. Jackson's office in Jurassic Park.
It does.
Blown to your butts. Somebody messed with the bolts.
Just papers stapled up everywhere. That panel on the wall.
A few years ago, I was given the task on a set to tell a black actress to amp it up.
Oh, yeah?
And the director really stuck me with it.
He's like, I need you to do this.
He goes, tell her to be more black. And I'm like, you tell her. You're the director. He goes, no, you're the other guy.
He's like, this is your job. This is why I hired you.
And it was this like lovely older woman. And she was a very good actress.
Yeah.
It just wasn't what the director was looking for.
Yeah.
She was playing the owner of a crack house. Tell her to do it like more black. And I'm like, I don't think I can say that.
Yeah.
That I was like, hey, so we're looking kind of like a more like Foxy Brown, kind of like an urban thing. And she does it. The line was, you got any more money, asshole?
Yeah.
So the first take, she goes, you got any money, asshole? And he goes, okay, we need to do it again. And I give her that direction. And she goes, you got any money, asshole? And I went, I'm sorry. Can I clear the set real quick? And everybody leaves. And I went, I'm so sorry to do this in your face. But we're looking for more like, you got any money, asshole? And she goes, oh, you want me to be really black? I went, yeah, would you mind?
Would you mind?
And she goes, no, honey, it's fine. And then she nailed it.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been better.
Yeah.
But I love that I had to do it. And then and she just went, oh, yeah, I got it.
I think most people are on board. They get it.
Actors, it's a thing. You have to be able to list your accents when you do like an acting resume.
Exactly.
And like your types of American and different American black versus.
In reality, the real problem was that I could do that voice.
You had it practiced and ready. You were queued up with that.
That means I do it in the car.
That's a common impression for you at the grocery store, wherever you are. That's a go-to impression.
No, my only black thing came from having to do bouncers, because I used to do a bit about getting kicked out of a club, and it started with, man, y'all gonna need to leave and you gonna need to get the fuck out.
It's like yes and yes.
Yeah.
That's such a good one. I've heard that. I've literally heard that come out of a bouncer's mouth.
Was that a dream he just had?
Yeah, somebody's having a dream about a burning thing.
Yo, holy, this guy needs...
Yo, she's got some cross-eye going on.
Okay. Maybe she needs like a special pair of glasses to fix that or something.
Yeah, I got it.
Also, who are we betting on killer here? Is it creepy guy in the newsroom or boyfriend?
Newsroom.
Newsroom?
He's got access to everything. I mean,
yeah, he seems trustworthy, but is he?
I think the boyfriend's a good twist of who can kill everyone. I'm going boyfriend just to be different.
It would be a twist for sure. Cause...
Well, these guys are getting playful.
Okay, yeah.
See, I'm very jaded this week because I saw Scream 6.
I saw it too.
And I'm really...
Was it bad?
You know, I don't know what I expected.
I didn't expect anything. And honestly, I went, oh, this was kind of funny how they made fun of it a lot.
Yeah,
it was... Okay, so my biggest problem with the Scream franchise...
Yeah.
Is the amount of times somebody has a death scene and then they get stretchered out at the end of the movie.
Okay. Yeah. And like they're like, oh, they're dead but not dead kind of thing.
So they did it with Dewey in the first two.
Yes. Yeah.
And throughout it, they've always kind of hinted, like they did it with Kirby in 4.
Yeah.
And it just, to me, lessens the stakes of the film.
Yeah.
And now this movie I'm watching, unless I'm watching somebody get their fucking head cut off,
no one's actually
in
dead.
My head, I'm going, they might still be alive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This movie did it so many times that it became almost like a gag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, how ineffective is Ghostface that, like, I'm watching... it happens, like, five times.
Yeah.
If you do the math on it.
Yeah.
Five different people die and don't die in this fucking movie.
And, yeah, then you're like, well, what are the stakes? No one's actually going to die. And, yeah, like you're saying, Ghostface can't kill anyone.
Yeah,
and
he stinks.
You want it to be a horror movie.
And it's a more aggressive Ghostface than everybody. I mean, this Ghostface uses a shotgun.
Yes, yeah.
Which I was very pumped on.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it really just...
He definitely used a multitude of weapons.
It falls apart in the last act pretty hard. Like, it asks you to abandon all logic so much.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that. Usually, I suspend my disbelief pretty hard for movies. And I go, fuck it, it's a movie. I don't care.
Yeah.
This was so silly by the end where you're like, no. None of that works. That's retarded.
It's getting like supernatural at this point.
Not even. It's
just
supernatural.
It's like
would have been
a
break.
Oh, okay.
It's like they take the Jamie Kennedy character, like the niece or whatever.
Yeah.
And I almost like. It's like you just hate her, and like you're like I don't know. She does it well, but I think they almost just should make it like. It becomes like Scary Movie mixed with Scream.
Yeah.
Right.
So Jamie Kennedy. So Jamie Kennedy's got. Niece and a nephew that are like the legacies in this.
Yes.
And I don't know if you remember in Scream 3, Randy's sister is the wiener dog girl from what the fuck's Beyond the Valley of the Doll? What's it called?
Yeah, I don't know that name of that.
And she's in Hostel 2. She's in a ton of movies.
Yeah.
And she's like this little nerdy white chick, and her kids are just black statues. Like they're huge. They're just 6 feet tall models.
Yeah.
And this girl's like 5'2" and looks like the dog that takes your bags.
Yeah.
Going upstairs. And I was like, what?
How
Adonis did this lady fuck? Hey, look at all these butts.
Yo, big nudity.
Holy booty shot.
These girls, I believe, were cast from a local pornography agency. Yep.
Really?
Extras in the shower scene were obtained from a porn casting agency.
Okay.
Hey, man, they were not cutting any expenses on this.
This is the easiest work they've ever done.
This feels like the video game Night Trap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, so many tits.
And then they all just scissored at the end.
Yeah, dude.
But yeah, so basically Randy's niece is just this, like, beautiful black lesbian. Wow, phenomenal.
Nice.
Yeah, wow, holy
like,
shit.
Great.
Phenomenal.
You can tell. It's like, oh, yeah, I get it. They're not just actresses. They're
They've got... Oh, he's going for the steam again.
Oh, no.
Man, it's a shame like, to cook a pair of tits like that.
So.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit.
Oh, the...
tiles?
I feel like I've never seen this, but I feel like I've seen this device used before.
This happens in Nightmare on Elm Street 2,
oh,
but
you're
with
right.
boys.
Okay, you're right.
So
it's the gayest movie ever.
He's like booby trapped the whole place.
Yeah, I see what you did there.
Yeah, so it has to be the guy with this one, right? What happened? Are you all right? Yeah.
I think it might be Ken Forey.
Ken Forey?
He's the older guy.
He's been kind of quiet.
So yeah, Randy's niece is just like beautiful statuesque black girl, but she just has scenes in 5 and 6 now where she's like, well, Uncle Randy knew the rules, and these are the rules for the franchise. Yeah. Like, bitch, how do you know about the speech your uncle gave at a party in 1996?
Yeah.
And how are you so educated about... How are you, a fucking 20-year-old who studied film?
Yeah, knows all the ins and outs of all this shit, and is, like, gonna survive a horrible killer and outsmart him and all these things.
And, like... I don't know. Have you met anybody under 30 who's like seen a movie?
No.
No, they watch YouTube. Like, if she gave me the rules for a TikTok,
You'd be like, okay, yeah,
I'd
this
be like,
makes
yeah,
sense.
That makes sense. But it's like, why do these?
They're all obsessed with it.
Yeah. Why does this multiracial group of six friends know everything there is about movies?
Yes.
Like, there's still video stores.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, or it will be a hard pass.
It was a movie. I had Time to Kill on the road. I was happy.
Yeah. Someone just asked me, like, hey, you want to go see this randomly? And I'm like, all right, fine.
I spread out. I had a nice day. I had to check out of the hotel early, saw the movie. And I understand nothing's ever going to be the movie I saw when I was fucking 12.
Yeah.
Oh, is it going to rip this guy in half?
Wow. Oh! I don't even understand what happened.
I don't
know
either. Like, he got poked through by the...
So this is, like, I guess a technologically advanced, I think that's a peck deck?
Dude, I love that they didn't have that shot enough, so they just repeat, they rewound it and fast-forwarded it three times.
And so the weight just kept going up until it ripped him in half. And I like how people are dying at this club. There's like steam getting shot out. People are being like like tiles flying off the wall. And then people are still like, you know, I got to finish my workout. It's like, dude, I got to be here 5 days a week if I hit my goals.
Hey, why does this health club have a control room?
I'm like, what's he computing over here?
The dude's like... He's like, just turn it off. People are dying. And they're like, come on, man. It's the new deck. Everyone comes here for it. You want to shut down the whole
damn club for remodeling? I'll back you 100%. Right.
It'd be like if ChatGTP was like sending out your bank information and like emptying your bank account. They're like, can we turn it off? They're like, yeah, but it's new and cool. Aren't you supposed to be picking up Laura at the hospital? Come on, let's go. I like how he forgot to pick up his own girlfriend at the hospital, and his boss had to be like,
come on, she's blind. We should go get her.
It's hilarious that she's blind from the shower scene. What a great bit.
Boiled.
What a fucking house.
Yeah.
They live there? In the fucking hills?
Lots of stairs. She's going to be falling a lot.
The recessed living room at the bottom.
Oh, good. What is it?
I guess that jacket she put on.
No, I meant that's her opening it.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. What is it?
She seems pretty upbeat for someone who's freshly blind.
Yeah.
Something like a sexy asparagus scene. Hey.
He's like, your pee's going to smell terrible later.
It's going to make your piss stink.
I love it.
Let's get ready for later.
I've never seen someone trying to be erotic with overcooked asparagus.
Yeah.
Wait,
and
did she
blindfolded
say thank
eyes.
You, sir,
she did.
To the being fed asparagus?
Yes. I may never take these bandages. He's like, my dick's this skinny, too. Wait, just wait.
Take a drive by the club so I can pick up my things. What? Dude.
What did you leave there that you need so bad?
You almost died at this place. You're blinded by it.
My leotards. Hey. I gotta get them.
Can we go back to the site of my attempted murder so I can pick up
like left some
my,
of my
toiletries?
I left my boxing gloves there. All right. You need to take
You know,
some
you
want to
go back to the site of your traumatic attack? Yeah, why not?
This poor girl.
Uh-oh.
Is this a ghost movie? It's like happening.
She loves to hang out.
Yeah.
You know? It's
terrifying. Yeah. Honestly, if even one locker was flapping, I'd be like, yeah, no, I'm going to put my clothes on. Make sure I have my earrings in.
Was she going to get crushed in one? I do like the deaths are picking up now. Oh!
I don't even understand what just happened. Was that an arrow?
I think maybe like there. I guess there was some sort of pole that came out of the locker.
It seemed unrelated to the lockers to me.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, didn't tie together. That was just a distraction. That was just an elaborate distraction.
I will say I do like this method of murdering. This, like, fun house of death.
It is a good haunted house vibe. Give me a minute to get to
my office so I can turn the screen. Is the sign for a ladies' room just a naked lady?
Naked lady on a clown.
He's like, I'm just going to leave you here. You're freshly blind. You definitely know how to navigate. I just got to go to my office real quick.
Hey, blindy, feel around till you find your shit.
We've had two attempted, like, a group that almost got killed. You almost got killed. And a guy died in here. Everything's off the hook. But yeah, you'll be fine.
23.
Yeah, I guess there's Braille in the lockers.
What is she doing in there? Please identify. System ready.
Top level. Is he breaking into the Pentagon? I know,
like, oh no, it's her name. Wait, oh, is that her name?
Maybe the lockers were slamming open because they were under like a lock system and somebody was opening them and closing them.
Yeah, I think that's like, it's all, everything here is supposed to be super tech advanced, and so that's how he's able to. Oh.
That's pretty great. Can I be honest? I love that.
Yeah, that is that. That's good.
Michael?
And doubling down that this, the people who saw this. Oh, is the building evil? And in love with him? That's why I wanted to kill his girlfriend?
He's a techophile or whatever that's called when you want to fuck computers and machinery.
That's a good twist. That would be a good twist.
More proof that they saw the Toxic Avenger. His girlfriend in it is blind.
Oh, okay.
And there's lots of blind gags. So a health club horror movie with a blind protagonist chick does make me think these people definitely saw Toxie.
And were like...
And went, I can cash in on this.
I mean...
what
the fuck is happening? Oh.
Hi, Michael. How do you like my costume?
I called that he was banging this girl.
Yeah. She's definitely the side piece at the gym vibe.
Wait, what's the point of sneaking up on somebody with a costume?
Is it Halloween?
Yeah.
Is he naked?
That's a power move.
Oh, yeah.
Naked. In
the wicker chair?
Oh, yo. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Gasoline? She gonna light herself on fire? Oh my god. What? Why? Did she fall into a fire on purpose? Or light herself? What happened?
It seemed like she was dumping gas on herself.
Yeah, but then she just was on fire. I couldn't tell if she fell out of that wheelchair. I feel a presence. This is suddenly a Supernatural movie.
Yo. I'm not mad about this twist. I'm not mad about it.
I gotta be honest. Shudder's been killing it. Shudder's been uploading sleepers like this.
Yeah.
Hard.
Okay.
I don't know why. I don't know if they just got access to a bunch of shit.
Maybe.
But they've been uploading bangers lately. We just watched Intruder last week, which is super good.
Ooh.
It's a slasher in a grocery store with awesome deaths.
Nice.
K&B effects, like when they first started.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they just if they decided to acquire a bunch of shit, but really impressed what they've been putting up lately.
Love it. Good cheesy horror movie. It's legendary.
Well, it's the best thing to put on at a party.
Oh yeah.
Nobody
like that's something they said about my company is like our movies don't make a lot of sense, but they're great to have on in the background somewhere, so you can be like, look what the fuck's happening.
Yo, I'm confused as shit right now.
This guy is. Yo, divining information from the spirit world right now.
What is that wand he's got?
It's
or is that a
some sort of?
I thought it was a hypodermic. I thought it was a giant needle.
It is no longer a house. The present owner has tried to farm the land on which it stood, but nothing will grow.
Oh, this is like a poltergeist vibe.
Yeah.
He definitely puts that up his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Cigarette?
I don't smoke.
He said to think about it.
I spoke at a paranormal convention years ago, and it was as funny as you think it would be. Every single... It was like all booths of people like showing off their paranormal like equipment.
Yeah.
And everybody would be like, we think we found something, but then we didn't.
Oh, my God.
It was just three straight days of people would be like, we thought we had something, but then we didn't.
We didn't.
Dude, this guy, we went out to dinner with these people. It was this team of paranormal investigators. And they were talking about the hotel we were in, about how there was rumors it was haunted. He's like, man, they were real backwoods people. Like, man, we got called up here once, man. This fucking hotel, man. This one of the rooms, the walls is fucking bleeding. Blood coming out the goddamn walls. So, you know, we take our EKG meters, we got fucking poltergeist here, man. And there's this guy who's on business and his wife's staying in the room and we don't know what happened. The walls are bleeding. But you know what happened, man? Fucking goddamn raccoon in the ceiling. And when they rot, they inflate and then they blow up. It was goddamn raccoon blood coming out of the ceiling. I was like, that's a horrible story.
Yeah.
I was like,
sorry if you didn't find your ghost. It's like, yeah, you're actually going to need an exterminator and a really good cleaning crew to come and deep clean your walls.
But that was every story, every one of them told. It would be like, man, we found it. And then there was a logical explanation.
That's what you thought of your family, like a bird.
It was so, I was really young in my career, and I was so humiliated because they basically offered me an amount of money that was pretty okay.
Yeah.
But in exchange, I had to do a meet and greet. And I was like, yeah, it's fine. Nobody knows who I am. I don't care.
Yeah.
And I had just done like maybe two movies. But they didn't tell me the meet and greet was at a nightclub.
Okay.
So I had to sit by myself at a table while they announced me sit there.
Yeah. And no one came up.
And then they like announced on the loudspeaker. And they went, should we say you're a comedian? I went, please don't.
Yeah.
And then they said I was a comedian. So just drunk ladies would come up to me and go, tell me a joke. I would go, no. And they go, you're not funny.
All right,
and I was
going,
oh, I need this $100. I need this extra $100 and dinner.
Yes, dude. We've all been there. We've all been that stage in our career where we're like, we got to do this hell gig.
Look.
Just to fucking pay the bills and get by.
I'll hang around till after closing and see what I can find out.
Do you need me for anything?
And it was so funny. I talked to that guy. I got them to get me a limo. They got me a limo to and from the gig.
Oh, that's amazing. At least you got that. You were living fancy for like a moment and then got humiliated and then got a limo back. And you're like, you know what?
It was when I first started dating the girl that would become my wife. And I told the managers that she was, the guys that put it on, that she was my manager.
Yeah.
So she needed everything I got.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh dude, that's a sweet move.
That's right when we first started dating.
Yeah, legendary move.
I was like, yeah, she takes care of everything, so you're going to go through her.
Yeah.
And then I just...
I just
got her free shit.
It's a good future husband move.
Dude, this Porsche is getting a lot of screen time. Yeah. Man. Oh, we got guys creeping on him. He's being tailed. They're like, they know that he went to the paranormal investigator to figure something out.
You love me, don't you?
I can't. Is there a swirl in that window?
Yeah, there was.
Catherine, we're hurting people.
If you can.
Okay. Wait. So is Catherine some girl that... A ghost? Is he fucking a ghost?
I don't know. Let's see. What's the reveal here? There's a lot of blankets. This is an absorbent amount of blankets.
Is that an apple core? Could have just thrown that out.
Yeah. Out the window, even.
They're so weak. And together we are so strong.
Okay.
Together we're running a gym.
By the way, this is what LOL New York used to look like.
Okay.
No way.
When it first opened, it would be in it was in a different building. It was dance studios like that.
Really?
With the mirrored walls.
Yeah. Oh.
And they would have to cover up the walls before you went on.
And I'm sure sometimes they didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course they didn't.
Dude, LOL, that's the comedy club there where they tell people in Times Square, like, Kevin Hart's going to be there. And then it's like, me.
Yeah, I worked there the first few months it was open. And it was literally rooms like this that they would bring tables and chairs into and then give you a microphone hooked up to a guitar amp on a cart.
Jesus Christ, man. We have gone through a lot of horse shit to become comics, for sure. You really gotta want it.
It was. And then I floor managed there for a while. Which meant I spent my life arguing with people what 2-drink minimum meant.
Yes. Which is a fun job to do as a comic. Yeah. Oh, he brought the magic man to the sports club. Because instead of, like, I guess shutting it down or just moving on, we gotta try and fix this. And that guy's a creep, too.
Yep.
More tits.
Those are some great New York boobs.
Yeah,
those are some full ones, too.
Yeah. Love the hair, too. This big, like, 80s hair.
I feel like half these girls got paid in cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't upset about it. Meet me in the basement, follow map, Michael. Oh, so all these chicks would be just happy to bang Michael.
I think, yeah, I think that's the insinuation.
Maybe if Michael didn't fuck his entire staff, employees, and customer base, he wouldn't have so many problems in his life. Like, if it wasn't going to be a ghost, someone was going to get vindictive along the way somewhere. Oh, this guy, look at him with those back kicks. Holy shit.
I know. They're...
That's not even part of the gym.
No, he's just showing
he's
up.
He's just in the lobby. I do love the pink lighting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It actually reminds me a lot of a recent movie, Color Out of Space, and a lot of Lovecraftian shit. That pink light is used to represent, like, the next dimension.
Okay. Oh, that's fucking great. Lovecraftian stuff's so good.
Yeah, what is it? From Beyond has that pink lighting.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what were you going to say?
No, I'm just like, I like the tentacle shit that goes on.
How you should see Color Out of Space. It was really good, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, no, I'll check that out. There's always, like, weird incest undertones and all that kind of shit.
In the next dimension, you can still get molested.
And tentacles are just creepy. He was right on that. Mm-hmm. You can make a tentacle gross in lots of ways.
Hey, Nat, do you know about H.P. Lovecraft's cat?
Remind me.
Could you look up his name?
Yeah.
Oh, is it the N-word?
No. It's my cat's name.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that.
Yep.
Well, because, yeah, he was a horrible racist.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, time permitting.
Yeah.
Chances are he was going to be. Michael, are you
here? When you start looking into what his stuff's about, too, it's like, oh, he was just afraid of immigrants.
That's
She thought she was going to get blown out in the basement. She's just going to get her head chopped off. Man, what a turn of events.
Yeah. Series of unfortunate events.
Also, how thirsty are you that you go down to this dark, dingy basement?
Freddy Krueger basement, yeah.
Wouldn't you be like, hey, Michael, can you invite me over or something?
Yeah. Well, this is definitely them going, let's do some Freddy Krueger shit.
Yeah.
Because this is all Freddy Krueger games.
Yeah.
More or less.
The whole everything, the camera, like.
Maybe even they got the same set.
Yeah, the way it's lit.
Yeah.
The faucet's turning. The smoke.
Like, yeah, her laying next to, like, the S pipe. Like, getting like, let me crawl back here.
She's not really doing a good job of protecting herself.
It's like.
I guess it's
fresh water.
Oh, now it's not. Look out. Yeah, like electrocuted.
It's like acid or something they got going on?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Cooking her.
Oof.
I don't know what kind of acid can go through the pipes without melting it, but can cook a person. That's an interesting mix there.
Yeah.
You're only getting one out of it.
Or how they got it in the fire.
Yeah.
This looks painful, but improbable.
David? What's wrong?
Michael asked me to drop by and check out the home terminal. One of the programs keeps hanging.
I wouldn't trust him.
Oh,
you're blind?
He never said anything to me about you coming by.
He's had a lot on his mind lately.
Yeah, open the door. Why not? Letting a stranger, when you're blind, who didn't tell you he was going to come over.
Nice to see you.
Who's the creepiest guy you work with.
Yeah.
I was so sorry to hear about your accident.
He's, like, more creepy than... He was not, like, this energy
He's
before.
More creepy in the reflection where his dick is like a prism.
And now we have how many deaths? I think we got, like, 3 deaths. And a few attempted murders in this gym. Still running. The police have not gotten involved. Nothing's getting shut down. Also, why does he know where he lives?
Wasn't it sweet of Michael to bring you here?
Oh, God.
Yes. Yes, it was. It was nice.
How strange for him, though. Having a woman here so soon after my sister's passing.
Oh, so that's who Catherine is.
Blue, yeah.
Here you go, David.
Wasn't that long ago, wasn't it?
Wait, it's not intimidating if she can't see it.
A man must get on with the business of living.
How long will you be?
Do I make you nervous?
David, I know you have some kind of crazy idea that Michael...
It would be great if she was just facing the wrong way.
Yeah. Talking to the front door.
I'm going to have to show you the door. She just points up.
I have no such suspicions.
And I really liked your sister. Even when she was so mean to me.
I know.
Oh, no. Don't say that.
Don't.
Why would you let this guy in? You know he's crazy and has a vendetta against you and you're home alone blind? What the fuck?
I mean, she's also in a house made of glass walls.
Yeah.
True.
He literally could have walked anywhere around the perimeter.
And then just figured out how to get in.
And figured how to get in pretty
would
quick.
Would you please answer it?
Of course.
Wait, you answered the door when I came. What?
Yeah. Hold on, I'll get it. I'm very blind.
Yeah. And there's a killer in here.
Have you ever heard the street joke with the nuns painting repainting the chapel?
No.
Three young nuns. Very beautiful. And they're tasked, they have to repaint the entire chapel.
Mm-hmm.
And they only have their new nuns, so they only have their frocks.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sitting there and they go, you know, we're very afraid of getting paint on ourselves. And the one says, well, why don't we take them off? And then says, well, I only have a few pairs of underwear. I don't want to get those covered in paint. And another nun goes, well, let's just paint in the nude.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, you know, what if... So we're the only people that work here. We've all taken vows of celibacy. We control ourselves. So the three nuns get completely naked and they're painting inside of the chapel. And there's a knock on the door. And they go, hello? And he goes, hello, blind man. And they go, oh, well, shouldn't be a problem. He's blind. He'll never know we're nude. And they open up the door. He goes, hey, where do you ladies want these blinds? Or it's, hey, sister, nice tits. Where do you want these blinds?
Yeah. That's great.
That's a good street joke. They just had some Triscuits in a blue box on that counter in there.
Interesting choice.
I wrote a street joke for the first time. I'm really proud of myself.
Oh,
you ready?
Yeah, yeah. Hit us.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
A premature ejaculator.
Premature.
I'm coming!
That's great.
Thank you.
Yes, yes.
That's my adult take on the interrupting cow.
Yes. Yes. Well done.
Oh, God. I'm coming.
Oh, is she alive? Oh, she made it. Is she going to be like, hey, David came by and he was really creepy?
Hey, David came and I think he was threatening me with a screwdriver the whole time.
Yeah. Not sure. I'm still blind.
I didn't tell him to come here. What's that little bastard up to?
This dude was in your house and you're not even like, yo, get him on the phone. Call the cops.
It's what's this little bastard up to?
2 days. People are dying.
What's wrong? You're upset.
What's this little son of a bitch doing?
Could you imagine if fucking something horrible happened at a Planet Fitness? Like 11 people got assaulted and 3 people died. And they're like, we got to keep the doors open, man.
It's Pizza Friday.
Yeah. Dude, it's Monday, International Chess Day. Everyone's got to come in here and work. What the fuck?
They didn't even set off the lunk alarm. That's another street joke. The way he stopped over, that's another street joke. I like her husband's out for the day on business, and a woman's home alone, and her husband's friend Bill rings the doorbell, and she answers the door in just a robe. And he goes, hey, I'm here to see Bill. And she goes, oh, he's not home right now. He goes, oh, okay.
And I can't help but notice how good you look in that robe. You know, I would love to just see one of your breasts. And she goes, absolutely not. I'm a married woman. He goes, I'll give you $500. And she goes, well, you know, that's a great deal. And she takes a titty out and he goes, that's amazing. But, you know, I've seen one. I got to see the other. I'll give you another $500 for the other breast. And she goes, okay. And she shows him the other tit. And he goes, you know, I've seen them both separate. I'll give you another $1,000 to see both your breasts. And she goes, okay. And she opens up the robe and he gives her the cash and leaves. And she goes, that was a lot of money. And he leaves. Finally, her husband comes home. She goes, hi, honey. How was your day? And she goes, he was good. How was your day? And she goes, it was good. Your friend Bill came over. And he goes, oh, yeah, he owes me $2,000. What's up?
That's great. That's great. Everyone loves a good street joke, man.
Everyone loves a good ruse.
Classic one. One of my faves. It's rude. It's simple. It feels like a Norm Macdonald joke. It's why do girls wear makeup and perfume? Because they're ugly and they stink. Bang, bang. Let's go. Let's go, guys.
I love shit like that.
That's a good one. Yeah.
Straight to the point.
Why did God make women with vaginas and assholes?
Why?
So then they get drunk, you can carry them home like a six-pack?
Was there even remnants of a woman left?
Pieces? Oh, no.
Oh, she's still alive?
Oh, she's still melting.
And she's still alive.
It's very toxic, too.
Her heart is exposed?
Yeah, this is very trauma-ish.
Oh, yo. She's, like, cooked into the floor. And this guy's like, oh, not good.
<He's> like, how is he walking around in it?
Yeah, I don't know.
No
Shouldn't
clues.
It melt his shoes?
Yeah, you think his loafers would be fucked. Okay.
All right. Did he program the dead girl's consciousness into the computer?
I guess maybe. Oh, yo, she's strong
as
fuck.
She's superhuman.
Or is that a ghost?
Or is it a ghost?
I think it was a ghost. I think maybe they're working together, the brother and the ghost.
That might be.
He's got a...
His whole hand exploded.
Yo, he had like a pistol from like 1901. And she just blew up his goddamn hand. It's
like, with her mind.
She's like, get this trash out of here, dude.
Your puny human weapons.
Why is she... I can't. There's got to be both of them. There's got to be the chick. The dude's got to be doing stuff with the tech. Because if she can blow up your fucking... Yeah. And she's at the house now. Come to me. I
need you. Go. So easy. Then we can
be together forever. Yo, what's their budget on frozen ice? Or what's
nope.
that?
Dry ice.
Dry ice. This guy should really see a psychiatrist, man. Every night he has dreams of his ex-girlfriend burning to death. And he's like, oh. He doesn't even, he wakes up and he's like, all right, well, I got another one of those. Yeah, surprising. No That's one's more. At the gym where people keep dying.
More. Well, it's the day after New Year's.
He's like, what's Someone's that swatch. Smell?
Yeah, how's he down there? Isn't that stuff all over?
Oh, it would leave a perfectly good watch down here.
That was fruitless.
He didn't, like, smell a burning body, weird chemicals, and he's like, yo,
wasn't
it
concerned.
Reeks.
Wasn't concerned.
So, my number one complaint with this movie is not enough of it is at the spa.
Yeah.
A lot of these house scenes.
Those shorts are fucking banging.
Yeah, dude.
This whole outfit is pretty clutch, but...
This guy walks Venice Beach and just fucks.
Well, she might be cheerful. My club being sabotaged. Laura is temporarily blinded. And my lawyer's got the cutest shorts I've ever seen.
And hey, you're just gonna come to my house, jump on the couch with your shoes on, dude? Like
feet all up on my little ottoman thing.
Yeah, dude.
Hey, my girlfriend's blind. Nice shorts, faggot. Here's a watch.
Yeah, Hey, wait, I just noticed he was shirtless under this dungaree jacket.
Are you helping Tom store our clothes?
With oh, wow, yeah. With dungaree jacket.
I found his watch this morning in the utilities room.
No words, eh?
Are you involved?
Can't get over him shirtless.
Which one did you put the chlorine in the steam system?
Oh, it was chlorine that melted that lady?
That's what's in those, in the steam rooms. They're actually highly toxic for you to breathe those steam rooms.
And if they really?
Yeah, you're just breathing in really chlorinated air to keep all the mold spores out of it.
Oh, shit.
But, yeah, so they probably just whoever added more. It would cause chemical burns.
Damn, all right.
Especially inhalation and stuff.
I guess there's some logic going here. So don't go in steam rooms is what you're saying.
Not the ones that they're like at regular gyms.
Yeah. Sauna's fine though, right?
The dry sauna's fine. That's not steam.
Okay. Sick. That's
but
good
the steam
to know.
Room is. Unless you're sick, it'll cure you in 1 minute. You go in there and just fucking hock a big giant
Loogie.
Throat full of stuff. And you're like, I'm better.
Michael, I really am sorry.
David isn't involved with you? Priscilla seems to know more about this than I do.
Have we seen this chick before?
I don't remember.
I couldn't tell if it was
Oh, that's Yo. Sultry.
There's his butt chin's opening up a little bit more.
Dude, if you didn't kiss, guys, tease, bro.
He's so shirtless. You have to kiss.
Okay, next time you show up to my house with just a jacket on, you better kiss me on the mouth.
Take it as a compliment. Just stay the hell away from me.
We should stop now. I see their faces. I hear their screams. It's horrible.
Their flirtations annoyed me. I am tired of waiting for Michael.
No, please. I can't. I don't want to.
We've only just begun.
So oh no. Please. He's the lady? No. Yep.
No, no. Oh, is she like possessing him?
No, yeah.
And then controlling the
or
sister.
Or it's like a psycho thing where he's just like, embodies his sister.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think that's kind of what they were going for, but they're like just steal for a little bit from every horror movie to make this movie. Is it an homage or is it like they're just blatantly stealing? I don't know.
It's a pastiche.
Yeah, okay.
Look at that fucking cock shot.
Yeah. I know.
Hey,
they had to blur
hey,
it
boss.
A little bit. They had to blur it a little bit.
Gotta get that out of focus. Come on.
The minute you find David, I want you to grab him.
What's up?
Just grab him and sit on him. Then find me.
I feel like they made this and they were like, look, if it doesn't work out, we just paste in some sex scenes later and sell it as a porn.
Yes.
Get some of these actors back in here.
Yeah, we can do full penetration, right?
That's the end of that.
Whoa, okay.
Buddy movie now?
Do you think he says to him, like, hey, I know in the script it just says high five, but...
We gotta spice this up, man.
Can you give me one of those cool black guy high fives?
He wanted to feel like that scene with a Schwarzenegger and is it Carl Lewis? When they're like, he's like, you son of a bitch. And they're like, yeah. Okay, so is this, are the cops?
This lady hasn't been here since the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, no, she was peppered into a few little background scenes here and there. She would just real quick pick up a coffee cup, and then now she's back.
So this is David's house. So now we're going to get the reveal on weird. Just weird. What the fuck was that? That was the most unsettling thing I've seen in the movie. The chairs on the table.
This guy still lives here?
This is a definite psycho house.
Yeah. If you have a grandfather clock or any sort of like cuckoo clock, you're murdering people for sure.
Or it's possessed in there. That's the other
100%.
I had a real life one of those one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ugh. Creeps me out, man. It's like a rocking chair. Like, get this out of here. Mm-hmm. This is ghost stuff.
He doesn't live here alone.
Someone messed with the bolts.
Yeah.
We wheelchair. Was this like a weird shrine to his sister?
I feel like I wasn't picking up on these details.
Do we know for sure she's dead or she's not just
her.
Horribly?
Oh, is that her? She lit the hair on fire. She committed suicide by fire because she was in love with this guy? Wait, I don't. What's happening?
And his brother or her brother has her panties still.
Oh, that's the cross-eyed dead girl. I want an APB on David Avery. All right, look.
Male Caucasian, 29, 30 years old. Slight build, about 6 feet tall, 135 pounds. Reddish blonde hair.
They made him small back then. Yeah. 135?
Yeah, that's a tiny gentleman.
Yeah.
I guess he's supposed to be waifish and pass for a lady, though.
That's true. Yeah.
I knew this guy was a wacko.
We need that on a soundboard, yep. Too. I knew this guy was a wacko.
One of those kind of freaks who dresses up in ladies' clothing, eh?
Yo, gym's still open. People are working like it's nothing. They're putting up balloons. There's been 3 deaths in this bitch, and we're putting up balloons.
Yep. That mask, somebody's putting on that mask. There's no way they're not using that mask.
Oh, mask? I missed the mask.
Oh.
It's under the yellow balloon, see?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that dude's hair.
He might put it on.
I mean, the greatest trope in 80s movies is the costume party.
Yes.
Especially with Danger Zone playing in the background.
It's like, bro, we're going to do a
full rip off party. Danger Zone.
There's still, like, human remains in the building.
Why would they have this?
No clue, man. You think it would be better for business just to shut down for a few days, clean up?
This is just the strip club they rented out.
Oh. Is that just a gold man?
It's gold dust.
Man, the sound bites from these guys. This place is going to be lousy with good looking bimbos? I want that on a t-shirt. He's like, sorry, I thought you were fuckable. I'm going to go talk to someone else. Yeah.
Hey, don't worry. In 30 years, you're going to be considered brave.
Oh, here we go. So they actually used a different actress. They didn't just, or actor.
Yeah.
They didn't just swap him over into drag.
Telekinesis on lock.
Excuse me. How'd you do that?
Dude, she's about to blow up your fucking hand, dude.
I know. You put that glass down right now.
What if I suck your dick real quick? Is it still a problem?
You know, I really could get in a lot of trouble for this.
Classic.
But, what's your on name? The other hand,
I think they got the porn writer to write some of these dialogue, too.
Oh, yeah.
What's she doing?
I have no idea what that could have been.
Some sort of face crushing?
I guess, yeah. I'm waiting for the reveal on that, like the real have what his body looks like later.
He's gonna bang both of them.
He's
sure.
A brick shit house. Yeah,
he is, right? I love when you have horror icons like that, do parts like that, because basically his posture and smile in the movie is just like, I'm making so much more money than all these other motherfuckers. They paid me triple what they paid this pretty lady.
And he's just kind of hanging out. He's like, I got to do a couple high fives.
He's not a goddamn thing in this movie. He's been walking around being in the movie. Hi,
Jeffrey. Where's Laura?
Headed for the bar.
How's her eyes?
Beautiful.
Great.
Was that Where's Laura House Her Ass?
Eyes.
Oh, thank... Dude, I was so confused.
Yo, she's still blind?
She's still blind. Oh, she fell... I thought she was falling into a pool.
He brought her to a party and she's blind and left her alone? Yeah. There's really no respect for her disability in this movie at all.
Hey, can you come to my haunted gym blind?
Yeah, okay. just like hang out, put on some sunglasses, yeah. People won't know.
Yeah. He's like, everyone else here has a mask on, they can't see either, shut up.
Wait, did he just hide? How did he not see him? He was right there.
I saw him.
He was a second behind him.
I'm so fucking confused.
Oh, he's gonna cut her feet off? That's a crazy move.
Okay, so did she possess this guy and now she's going to kill the
girlfriend? No, I think she stole his clothes.
Oh, okay. Because she was too obvious before. People knew who she was.
The music choice here is questionable.
Oh, yo, what a spread. They got a
sushi. They have a Mexican sushi chef?
Also, I love the cop is like, I came here to eat and fuck. I ain't getting no work done tonight. Sure, why don't you have a
piece? This place is lousy with sushi.
Quarter sneakers on the counter.
Yeah, dude, I'm hungry and horny. Those got to get taken care of first.
Yeah, but
it's hotter in the sauna. What do you say?
Oh.
I'm so... How many killers are there?
Is that a blackface mask? What is happening?
No, it's clear.
Oh, it's the clear one from earlier. That's her. Of course it is.
But you were dead.
What a shock, poor dear. The dead past returning to haunt you.
Oh, she's gonna cook her!
She's gonna cook her.
She's like, girl, you lit yourself on fire. I got nothing to do with this, bro.
She's got like a little Carrie vibe. Where she mentally does stuff to people.
Are there with pirate stuff?
Wait a minute, if there's more than one pirate and I'm in a fucking marionette.
He's doing the math.
Oh, the computer wants to fuck him.
God damn it. This thing cost me $40,000. My life savings is this, son of a bitch. We gotta get this gym off the ground.
Wait, what?
What happened?
She do to that
oh,
things?
Yeah, what did she
do?
Like
goofy. Hello,
it was just like a clay skin.
And you'll die if I want you to.
Bitch, I had to double mortgage my house for this gym. You better stop fucking with this system.
This was my dream. I just love fitness.
You killed yourself. What are you like?
What do you want from me?
I'm working on her tan.
I'm frying your girlfriend.
One click of a button and she's fried chicken.
I thought you could do it with your mind, bitch.
Haven't you been getting my messages? I'm lonely. I want you with me. Killing yourself isn't so hard, really. And besides, you'll be saving all your friends. I will destroy this place. And I'll kill them all. Unless you do as I say.
Starting to blister.
She's really had a bad go and she's done nothing wrong. Ooh, oh, yo!
This is great, Tom.
Also, a Death and Toxic Avenger. He puts one of the stones through a girl's stomach.
Oh, damn. That's a crazy way to go. I like that they give us some overtime tits here, like right in the last moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like, right at the buzzer.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like, here
buzzer
you go.
Buzzer beaters.
By the way, that's a great name for tits. Buzzer beaters.
Yeah. Oh! Where did that come from?
Like, he had the same thing wrong with, like, his face that the other guy did, kind of. But... like, she did the same thing to him with her mind. She just, like, breaking dudes' faces in him. This chick was just wanted to get fucked. What'd she do?
He's waking up. He's like, oh, shit, dude. What's your bench? You fucking just chucked me.
Wait, is it the...
David? David?
She's still a nag girlfriend even in the afterlife.
Give me silver. You love her that much, don't you?
This is what you wanted. This toxic, manipulative, crazy bitch. You asked me to do this. What the fuck is this?
You fucking killed yourself. I wouldn't have moved on. Oh wait, hold on. David. It was him. Oh, he was possessed. Where'd the hair come from?
So, suggestion for people who do like the gender bending in a movie like this with the weird lighting, there's a great movie called Liquid Sky, where a woman plays herself and her own twin brother.
Okay.
And it's very, very 70s avant-garde.
It sounds cool.
And I think this is kind of trying to do it.
Okay.
Should at least...
Liquid Sky is very hard to watch, but the soundtrack's great. But it's this is trying, I think, to take some notes from that. I will do Liquid Sky on the show here one day, but I think everyone's going to need to be on drugs.
All right. Do drugs, eat some mushrooms, and watch Liquid Sky?
Oh, it's great.
Dude, that honestly was the most, I think the most toxic psycho girlfriend line I ever heard. She's like, you need to kill yourself to save her. And he's like, okay. He's like, you love her that much? You'd kill yourself? I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You know what? She's kind of golden brown. She doesn't look too bad.
She doesn't look that bad.
Yeah. Get some aloe on that bitch.
Yo, mouth to mouth. She wasn't drowning, dude. Yeah, maybe get her a glass of water.
Yeah.
And live forever in hell. Like, yo, I don't want to, dude. I got a gym. I just bought a gym.
I mean, what a deal. He didn't even have to do that.
I love how everyone's like kind of just still partying.
Yeah.
Like, people are jumping
it's
through
windows. It's literally one room over they were murdering about. Almost murdering.
Everyone in this place is going to die. Hell yeah.
Okay. The good party scene before everyone does die. Oh yeah.
Dude, this guy's getting screwed over worse than FTX. It's like, bro, all his finances are in this gym. He bought a state-of-the-art system, and his crazy, toxic, abusive ex-girlfriend just fucking him from the grave, man.
Yeah.
And
none of these things are very gym, by the way.
None of these things are very...
Keeps you skinny, too.
All it needs is a little vodka.
Is this guy gonna fuck?
He's trying to throw it at everyone he can. I give him props. Oh, she's like, I forgot how the blender works. Now, did she do that or somebody mind control her? What's happening?
This does seem pretty silly.
The wildest blender scene I've ever seen.
Yeah. It's like, I don't know, just let it finish, dude.
Gonna put my tender hand in a blender, around in a pool of blood.
The thing he's most pissed about is he was about to fucking lock down the deal.
Or at least get some vodka.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's now sober
and bloody and like, wait, hold on. My only shot at pussy is done.
I still don't understand what's happening.
Is that a freezer?
I thought it was at first. Yeah, that looks like a freezer to me. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Was those cigarettes? What the fuck was that? Quaaludes? Oh, fitness supplements.
Honestly, what are they, like supplements?
Yeah. But then with champagne and Pepsi. And
oh, and fish.
And have faces.
You know how Jim have live entire fish?
Yeah.
Oh, because he had the sushi. I'm retarded.
Oh, no. I forgot there was a sushi restaurant in the gym.
For the party, at least.
Like, for the party.
Easy to forget about. Was he going to get eaten by the fish?
I don't
That's
know.
That's a fun twist.
That's fun. I love that they had to put the sushi in earlier to justify him being eaten by half fish.
Yeah.
They're like, we got a guy that can make these animatronic fish. Look.
Are those fish half split open already?
Yeah, they're like.
So that's from Reanimator. That's the dog in Reanimator.
Oh, really?
The dog in Reanimator's cut in half already, yeah. When it gets reanimated. That might be after this, that might be before this, I'm not sure.
Is Reanimator kind of like a ripoff of Pet Sematary or something?
No,
Reanimator's a Lovecraft, it's a Lovecraft.
Oh, okay.
And it's a mad scientist figures out how to bring things back from the dead and goes too far. It's actually really, really good.
It is. It's like one of those I've seen a long time
That movie
ago.
Was before this.
Yeah, so again, that was another thing from another movie. Yeah. And this looks exactly like From Beyond.
Well, she's back to work. He's like, okay, hang out here. I know you're like cooked and blind.
Yeah, sit here, you toasty bitch.
It's like, just leave the gym. She doesn't really do a lot of work outside of the gym.
There's still just a party going on. I forgot. There's people feet away. It's like
partying hard.
And he also gave the door one kick and was like, it's a little too much for her. Just pull the fire alarm or something. Be like, hey, guys, we all got to leave. At no point does he tell these people, we got to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa. It's that massive gash in the side of the head.
Her face exploded.
Yo! She just got blown in half. Whoa.
And now we're doing Carrie.
Yeah, now you can't get out, it's about to get shitty.
It's been there in the undertones the whole time with her, with the nightgown, the mental telepathy.
Yeah.
But I don't remember what she got offended by initially.
I think she just... why did she kill herself? We didn't get to that.
I missed it, or wasn't there.
This girl's clothes got burnt off?
I think maybe she's in the sauna. Yeah, maybe turn off the power.
Yeah, cut the wires. I'll show you fried chicken.
Did Ken Forey just disappear out of this movie after he got thrown through the window?
Yeah, we haven't seen him.
Is he killing himself?
He's like inserting himself into the Matrix or something. I don't know what he's doing.
Like surging the system or something?
Yeah, that's... he's trying to do something like instead of the power going to her, just putting it into himself. I don't know, but like, I don't know exactly.
Is yeah, that wasn't explained very well.
No, and that was a rubber bottom boot, wasn't it? That wouldn't conduct electricity.
Yeah, maybe get out of the burning building, guys.
Yeah.
I think they're all locked in.
Oh, yeah, true. The dwarves.
A la Carrie.
A la very.
Isn't she like dead? Like, do the weren't the doors unlocked after she died, or were not?
Maybe she's not dead. I don't know. True. Energy cannot be destroyed.
Classic horror movie rule. Energy cannot be destroyed, man.
She can just possess something else. A car outside. Hey, Christine.
Some trample deaths?
True.
I gotta say, she's really succeeding in this.
She was like, everyone is gonna die.
And it says death spa.
It said at the beginning, real quick. It flashed at the beginning. It's foreshadowing.
Like, I kind of thought they were going to save the day. Not really.
No.
Not
this is, yeah. Honestly, a lot of casualties.
Yeah. I don't think this guy's going to write this off on taxes. Like, his insurance is going to be fucked. But
yeah.
He's not opening another gym after this. Let's say
they're
that.
Not paying the claim. They're not doing it. All states turning it down.
Maybe he could sue the company that gave him this system. She's got the best lines in the movie by far.
Fuck this computer shit.
That makes sense. Yeah, the cop's gonna buy that.
Hey, where the fuck have you been?
Shirtless somewhere, obviously.
Hey,
party.
How y'all motherfuckers doing? I ain't got no shirt on.
Wait, what happened?
Hey, club's on fire. We got to go.
You gotta leave.
Man, we don't need to get the fuck out.
I like how the zombie reached up, and he was like, whoa, and she goes, wait one sec, and then shoots her in the head like five times. Oh, and she's still kicking.
Yeah, she's trying.
Hey, we gotta go.
Go. Unnecessary gore. Okay.
I kinda love it.
It's good. Last second gore. It was like early first second titties, last second gore.
That's the thing.
That's it.
Did they get out?
And the name of the Arab who paid for it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Waleed Ali.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Death Spa.
Loved it.
I mean, really, 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 really paid off in spades.
Yes, yeah. No,
everything we wanted, I think we got. You guys, thoughts?
Oh, dude, I really liked it. We didn't see if they got out of the gym.
Nope.
They couldn't give us, like, another scene of them walking outside.
They didn't. I think the implication is that they didn't.
They did?
Yeah, she said she was gonna, I don't know. That was it.
Well... Ladies and gentlemen, that was a movie,
no,
and we saw the shit out of it.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you so much to my wonderful guests, Chaterina and Sonya Z. Please check them out online. Please go see them live. And thank you for supporting the show. I love you very much, and we'll catch you guys hopefully next week. I do have to get a tooth taken out, so I don't know if I'm going to be able to talk next week. But if I can, we'll see you next week here on Zach Amico's Midnight Spook Show.